This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root. Welcome to the first hour of our show, 3-hour show ahead of you today. Or maybe I should say 3-hour show ahead of me today. Ahead of you and me today, and I'm thrilled about it because I can't even fit this news into 3 hours. I probably need about 6 or 8 hours, but my voice wouldn't last. Before I get to all the news that's fit to print, President Trump due to get out of the hospital momentarily at 6:30 East Coast time tonight, 3:30 West Coast time, which means like 23 minutes from now. Let me start with a commentary I just wrote. I've just branded President Trump as Captain America. And here's the commentary. Trump just became Captain America, and the Democrats are losing their minds. This came out today at Gateway Pundit. When President Trump and First Lady Melania tested positive for COVID, Democrats were gloating and hoping for the worst. They thought a sick or even dying Trump would be unable to campaign down the home stretch and hand the victory to basement Biden. They thought their prayers had been answered. What did former President Obama call this? A teachable moment. But it's not the lesson Democrats hoped for. I've studied Donald Trump my entire adult life. Growing up as a kid in New York and being 15 years younger than Trump, he served as my hero, mentor, and role model since my college days at Columbia University. Trump has three traits above all others. First, he is relentless. He never gives up. He always finds a way to come out on top. My favorite saying is, NBAT, never bat. Never bet. Never bet against Trump. NBAT. Never bet against Trump. Second, he's like Houdini, a great escape artist. He's adept at turning lemons into lemonades. Just when you think he's lost, he comes roaring back to life. Third, Trump is a human tornado. He's a man of superhuman energy and willpower. He makes things happen through force of personality that seems unimaginable to others. And those three traits are the essence of Trump. Understanding these Trump rules, that's my new book that comes out on November 10th, The Trump Rules. Understanding these Trump rules helps put into context what's happened for the past 5 years since Trump came down that escalator in 2015. Trump and the Democrats have been playing a game of Roadrunner and Wile E. Coyote. Every time Democrats are certain they have him beat, Trump dumps a load of cow manure on their heads, and they walk away muttering, "We had him. How did he get away again?" So as usual, when Trump got COVID, liberals assumed the worst. Once again, they never learned their lesson. There is no teachable moment with these guys. They thought they had him where they wanted him. They thought his illness or death was the October surprise that would win the election. Here were just a few responses from leading liberals. The former spokeswoman for Hillary Clinton's 2016 presidential campaign, Zahra Rahim, tweeted out, "I hope he dies," meaning Trump. The Washington Post tweeted out, "Imagine what it will be like to never have to think about Trump again." The New York Times suggested Trump should quit the 2020 race and drop off the ballot. MSNBC asked Nancy Pelosi, "Has the White House contacted you about the continuity of government?" meaning if he dies. Hollywood filmmaker Michael Moore said, here's a great one. Are you ready for this? "My thoughts and prayers are with COVID-19. Oh, my God. Can you imagine if I said that about Obama? Obama's sick. My thoughts and prayers are with the disease. On social media, every Trump hater in the world gloated and rooted for his death. And I'm sure many Democrat politicians assumed this would scare Americans and give Democrat politicians carte blanche to shut down the economy again. Well, Democrats and Trump haters were right. This is a stunning October surprise. Except it backfired on Democrats. Trump is beating COVID in record time. Trump will be leaving the hospital today. And I wrote that this morning, not even knowing for sure, but knowing Trump, if there was a chance he could leave today, I knew he'd leave today. And he's leaving momentarily. Through the front door, by the way. Just as I predicted, as soon as I heard Trump was being rushed to the hospital, Trump has turned the tables. He's flipped the script. He's turned lemons to lemonade. He's turned a bad hand of cards into a stunning victory on the river card. Trump now looks like an invincible superhero. The comparison with Biden is crushing. While Biden hides in his basement, Trump at age 74 beat COVID in just days and never slowed down. Trump never stopped working for the American people. He just moved his Oval Office workplace to his hospital suite. He managed to update us about his condition with tweets and videos all weekend. And he wasn't in pajamas, robe, or hospital gown looking like a sick man. Not once. Not Trump. He insisted on looking like $1 million even while facing death. He was in an elegant suit every time. Trump defines presidential. And then he took it a step further. Trump did what only Trump could imagine. He held a Trump rally. He held a parade to thank his fans lined up outside the hospital, waving from his limo. Only Trump. You know the image Trump created? Trump gets more done in a day while laid up in the hospital with COVID, facing death, than Biden has done in his whole campaign. Guess who the American people want fighting for them? Now, Democrats argued, oh, this is all because Trump is reckless. He didn't wear a mask. He made light of COVID. His rally outside the hospital was reckless. And Trump flipped the script on that one, too. Trump pointed out this is the job of a president. The president of the United States cannot hide. He has a job to do. He has to face risk. He can't look weak or scared. He has to set an example for the American people. And that's exactly what Trump did. This president is unstoppable. Trump showed us how a leader leads. He's a living example of America's famous can-do spirit. Trump just showed us the attitude we all need to beat COVID. Because of Trump's example, this economy will never close again. If a 74-year-old man can beat COVID in record time and holds a Trump rally in the middle of it and work 16 hours a day in the middle of it and wear a suit and do videos in the middle of it, then no one should ever close their business again, and no one should ever have an excuse not to go to work again. I told you so. End bat. Never bet against Trump. The legend of Trump just grew 10,000 times larger. Trump just became Captain America, and the Democrats are losing their minds. It's my column that came out this morning at the Gateway Pundit. I wrote it at 6 this morning. Trump just became Captain America, and the Democrats are losing their minds. And sure enough, the latest news is Trump plans to walk out the front door of Wall Street Hospital when he leaves Monday night at about 6:30. That's 3:30 our time. That's about 15 minutes from now. He wants to make a dramatic... Yeah, Marine One just landed at Bethesda, so they're waiting for him. Trump wants to make a dramatic exit from Walter Reed. He plans to walk out the golden front doors on camera. And sources tell us he's shooting a video inside the hospital first, and then we'll walk to the car and then to Marine One. No plan to speak to the press. And did you hear what I said? He's shooting a video inside the hospital first. Meanwhile, Trump is tweeting about today's market gains. You know, even Democrats who think he's crazy, see, they have no taste, and they have no honesty, and they can't admit anything at all. But if they had any guts and any honesty at all, they would admit the guy's amazing. Even if you hate his politics, he's one of the most amazing human beings in the history of the world. Stock market up almost 500 points today. 465 points. And this guy is tweeting about stocks, and he's doing videos in his suits, and he's having rallies while he's got COVID. That's amazing. Only Trump in the whole world. He tweeted stock market up big, 466 points, 28,149. Great news for America. Jobs, jobs, jobs. Circling back to the White House, VP Pence said he spoke to Trump, and he sounded better before the White House confirmed that Trump will be staying in the residence when he returns with First Lady Melania Trump. And after the New York Times reported earlier, the two housekeepers in the White House had been sickened. The CDC confirmed it was detailing a squad of disease detectives to assist in the contact tracing efforts for the White House outbreak. Alex Berenson, who's been on the show, a former New York Times reporter, who's been one of the most vocal critics of masks, noted that Trump's comments about not allowing fear to dominate your life was one of the smartest things he's ever said. He tweeted out, maybe the smartest comment Trump ever made. For too long, we've let this virus and the media's hysteria around it dominate us. We need to take back our lives, our schools, and our whole world. And here's a guy, the doctor is confirming, Dr. Conley, Trump is not out of the woods yet. He has recovered enough to warrant his return to the West Wing. But he maintained a full work schedule of Walter Reed. He will get his fourth dose of Remdesivir Monday evening before taking the fifth and final dose on Tuesday. It's quite amazing. You know, on one hand, the Democrats want to just hit you on every level. First, they want to say that Trump isn't really sick. I mean, that's I've heard that all day today from my liberal friends. He's faking it. They're not conspiracy theorists, right? Can you imagine thinking Trump isn't really sick? The doctors rushed him to the hospital. And he surely looked pale. I mean, the pictures in his suit, he looked fantastic, but he looked very pale and very tired. You could see in his eyes. Of course he's sick. And you think, you know, this is this insanity that, like, you would think, talk about conspiracy theorists, the very people who had the nerve to call me a conspiracy theorist when I've been right on every conspiracy I've ever talked about, have the nerve to think that a bunch of high-level doctors would all get together and lie about Donald Trump. He's not sick. He doesn't have COVID. Oh, but don't forget, he does have COVID, and he didn't tell anybody, and he exposed everybody on purpose. He's a criminal on every count. That's what Democrats think. He doesn't have COVID, but he had COVID, and he knew he had COVID, and he should have told everyone, and he exposed everybody. But he doesn't have COVID. These people are mentally ill, and you can never please them. All you can do is say, go screw yourself. Give them the middle finger, President Trump. Tell them to go screw themselves. President Trump became Captain America, and the Democrats are losing their minds. Leftists freaked out today after Trump says, don't be afraid of the virus. And they said, this man is evil. No, you moron. That's the exact thing you've got to do and say. That's the mindset. You can't be afraid of this virus. America's got to get back to living, back to life, back to business, back to work. Or the country will go bankrupt. We will all lose everything we've got. We got to fight with everything we got. Fight them on the beaches, fight them in the oceans, fight them in the mountains. Fight this invisible disease. Stand tall.
Not all face masks offer the same protection, and if you or your loved ones have to wear a mask, wear a brand that offers not only a high level of protection, but also comfort and breathability. Boomer Naturals offers a highly rated consumer face cover with three layers of comfortable, breathable cotton polyester blend cloth in multiple sizes for adults, teens, and children. Boomer Naturals, offering America's best face masks. You get three cloth layers enhanced with nanosilver protection to block tiny drops and particles. These are U.S. lab certified to give 99.9% antimicrobial protection, and that's what we all want right now, a mask that protects. Boomer offers masks in multiple sizes, and they all have adjustable nose pieces and ear loops for the right fit. Plus, they come in many different patterns and colors. Get Boomer Nano Silver masks and gaiters today at BoomerNaturals.com and save 20% when you use the code WARRADIO20. That's WARRADIO20 for 20% off only at BoomerNaturals.com. Boomer masks are also available at your local CVS pharmacy.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. Are you in need of a healthcare program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts or commitments. There is no network, so you choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $349 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 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 or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. I'm Wayne Allyn-Root for Cornerstone Asset Metals. In the last 6 months, trillions of dollars have been printed out of thin air, drastically diluting your buying power and future standard of living. Today, you have only one choice. Protect and preserve your future savings and standard of living. Protect your retirement. Protect your children's future. How do you do that? With precious metals. Back in 1970, a paper dollar and a silver dollar were equal in value. Today, your paper dollar buys less than half a gallon of gas, while a silver dollar buys over 10 gallons. more proof positive that gold and silver protect your wealth and future buying power. Take advantage today. Roll over a portion of your IRA or 401k into a precious metals IRA. Only for Wayne Allyn listeners, Cornerstone will waive all transfer costs up to $1,000 value, so you'll open a precious metals retirement account for no cost. No one else in America is offering this deal. Don't delay. Protect your wealth now. To register for more information, call 888-8-GOLD-NOW. 888-8-GOLD-NOW. Or go to cornerstoneassetmetals.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, a couple of reminders. First of all, I'm having a big event on October 16th here in Las Vegas. So if you're listening in Vegas or one of the surrounding areas and like to come visit, Friday, October 16th, from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. at the Ahern Hotel Pool and Cabanas is my book signing. My new book, Trump Rules, is coming out on November 10th. So this is October 16th. One of the things I had the publisher agree to is that if I let them publish my book, I would get 200 early copies so I could do this event, because we've been planning this event since June. So literally, I got the publisher to agree to get me 200 advanced hardcover copies for a book signing in the entire world. These are the first books that exist on the planet Earth, and I'll bring 200 of them with me to October 16th, Friday's event at the Ahern Hotel and Pool, 6 to 8 p.m., thrown by the Nevada Republican Club. Pauline Lee is the chairman, or maybe it's president of the Nevada Republican Club, and it's a no-host bar. It's $25. It includes lots of appetizers, and you can register at NevadaRepublicanClub.com. So I expect and hope that all of my fans, the same ones who came out for the big rally that we had, the big parade for the police and for Trump, you know, I saw some article that in Long Island, a gigantic pro-police parade, and then when I read it, it says 1,000 people turned out. You know, we had thousands of people. We had 1,000 cars, and almost every one of them had four people in it. So we probably had over 4,000 people. And so I hope and expect many of you to make time on Friday, October 16th. I'll do a book signing, and you'll be the first people in the world to see my new book and to get my new book and to read my new book and to have my signature in the new book. You can register at NevadaRepublicanClub.com, NevadaRepublicanClub.com, and just go right to the Wayne Root event. Hope to see you there. All right, so, by the way, I rarely switch to sports on the show, but the Houston Texans have fired Bill O'Brien as the head coach of the football team, the NFL Houston Texans. They're 0-4 this season, and I must tell you that the Houston Texans, to me, have been a joke for all the years that O'Brien's been at the head coach. They had some winning seasons, but they always lose in the first round of the playoffs, and he always looks befuddled, and he always makes the wrong play at the wrong time, and the wrong trade at the wrong time, and the wrong decision at the wrong time. And so it's about time. That's the only time I'll mention sports. Every once in a while, something strikes my fancy. This one does. Goodbye, Bill O'Brien, coach, head coach, and general manager. They just gave him those duties this year, and he went and made the dumbest trade in the history of football. He traded away their superstar wide receiver, DeAndre Hopkins, to the Arizona Cardinals for running back, David Johnson. That's kind of useless, and in the end of his career. So what a terrible trade, and now the team's 0-4, even with a superstar quarterback, Deshaun Watson. So Bill O'Brien, bye-bye, end of your career. I can't wait to see you go, because you're just really stupid. What a dummy. I told you the press is just apoplectic that Trump's coming out the front door of the hospital. They were apoplectic yesterday that he did the rally. Today, Washington Post's Jennifer Rubin, irate that Trump is returning to the White House. He's just a superhuman guy, and you guys don't get it. Trump is superhuman. He's Captain America. He's a superhero, and you guys just don't get it. He's not like you. I know you take 3 weeks off. I know you'd lie in bed and take hot baths. Donald Trump works 16 hours a day. So do I. I'm the same person as Donald Trump. That's why I wrote the book, Trump Rules, because it's so eerie. It's amazing. We're the same person. I work 16-hour days. I never get sick, and if I ever did get sick, I work through it. You know, a few times in my life I've been sick. I work while I'm sick. I get lots of work done. It's like a vacation. It's like, holy crap, I'm glad I was sick for 3 days. I got a lot of work done. Other people lay in bed like little babies. Trump and I aren't babies. And then Andrew Cuomo says religious institutions have been a problem, and he threatens to shut down churches and synagogues. Who's the Nazi now? Remind me. He's the guy that sent all the old people back to nursing homes to infect all the other old people and probably kill 10,000 old people in New York. That's a Nazi-like thing. And now he's threatening to shut down churches and synagogues, and he's specifically closing down Jewish schools and synagogues. He says, that's the problem area. No, the problem area is you, Andrew Cuomo. I don't like to call people Nazis because it's hard to compare someone to Hitler, okay? But these people love to call us Nazis because they're looking in the mirror and they're seeing a Nazi when they look back. And leftists freak out after President Trump says, don't be afraid of the virus. They say, this man is evil. These people are morons. No, don't be afraid of the violence, a virus. Don't be afraid of a car accident. If you're afraid of car accidents, you'd never get in a car and drive. And if you're dumb enough to be afraid of airplane crashes, you'd never get in a plane, even though there's never been a major airplane crash in like 30 years in the United States. Other than little commuter planes, there has been a major crash, thank God, knock on wood, in 30 years. If you didn't get on planes waiting for a crash, you'd wait for the rest of your life. You know, if you were scared of an earthquake in California, which I believe is coming soon, but if you were scared of one, you wouldn't live there 15 years. I lived there 15 years. You can't spend your life living in fear. And I'm not living in fear of a disease that affects old people in nursing homes. Sorry, I go to work every day. So does President Trump. Smart people do that. You fight.
Fifth Season Financial is a licensed lender, not available in all states. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com for details.
Are you or a loved one suffering financial hardship as a result of an advanced stage illness like cancer, Alzheimer's, or ALS? Are the financial side effects of your medical fight reducing your quality of life and causing stress and worry? Did you know that you could be eligible for a special loan to access funds locked up in your life insurance policy? Text the word LIVE to 411-411 now. Fifth Season may be able to help you address your financial needs through our Funds for Living program. This simple-to-use program helps you access value that is locked up in your life insurance policy by lending you money against the face amount of your policy. This loan is not like other loans where you need to make monthly payments, and it only gets repaid out of the proceeds of the life insurance policy. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and get approved quickly. If you need financial help, have an advanced stage illness and a life insurance policy, text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
War now!
USA Radio News.
I'm Dan Naraki.
The president is headed back to the White House, and his doctors are confident that he'll be able to safely fulfill his duties. White House physician Dr. Sean Conley says he's confident in the decision to release the president from Walter Reed Medical Center.
Over the past 24 hours, the president has continued to improve. He's met or exceeded all standard hospital discharge criteria. He'll receive another dose of remdesivir here today, and then we plan to get him home. It's been more than 72 hours since his last fever. Oxygen levels, including ambulatory saturations and his work of breathing, are all normal.
President Trump had been at Walter Reed since Friday after revealing that he and the First Lady had tested positive for coronavirus. Hearings on Judge Amy Coney Barrett's Supreme Court nomination are now officially on the Senate Judiciary Committee's calendar. The committee chair, Senator Lindsey Graham, set the hearings to begin on October 12th. This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free. 2020safe.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. And bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 866-657-8517. 866-657-8517. That's 866-657-8517.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
and speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Cornerstone Asset Metals is the sponsor of this segment of the show, and it's a pretty simple pitch. I don't like to ever put down my own listeners or my own fans, but man, if you don't understand that gold and silver is something you ought to own right now, you ought to buy right now, you're just asleep at the switch. Gold and silver are something that could save you if inflation hits big time, if a market crash hits big time, if the world's deficits get too big and the national debts get too big. The world is in a world of pain and a world of hurt. And if there's any sort of a terrorist attack, any sort of a, God forbid, as you know, how scary it could have been if something had happened to President Trump, the market crashes and the dollar crashes and everybody's real estate's in trouble and everyone's business is in trouble. And you know what happens to gold and silver? They go up. They are your insurance policy. Who do you buy it from? The friend of the show, Cornerstone Asset Metals. And Terry is the owner of Cornerstone Asset Metals. Give him a call. Tell him Wayne Root said to call, not only to buy gold, not only to buy silver, but also to roll over a portion of your IRA, a 401k now, into a precious metals IRA, only for Wayne Root listeners. Cornerstone will waive all transfer costs up to $1,000 value. So you open a precious metals retirement account at no cost. No one else in America is offering this deal. Only for being a fan of Wayne Allen Root. Let them know you're a WAR fan and you get the offer. No cost. Open a precious metals retirement account. 888-8-GOLD-NOW. 888-FREE, toll-free, 888-8-GOLD-NOW. Or go to cornerstoneassetmetals.com, cornerstoneassetmetals.com. So we've got our guest here with us, Liz Peek. We have her every couple weeks. She's a columnist for Fox News and The Hill. Her website is Liz Peek, P-E-E-K, LizPeek.com. Liz, welcome to the Wayne Allen Root Show.
Thank you so much for having me.
So big day today. The Dow jumped 465 points. Obviously, no matter what liberals want to say, stock markets want President Trump to be reelected. They want him to live. They want him to continue to cut taxes and cut regulations. My great friend Kip Herridge, who's a stock guru, has never been wrong, never steered me wrong in 15 years I've known him, and is constantly on the show, Liz. He's been saying all along that the fact that gun stocks are going down so much is an indication that the market believes Trump is going to be reelected, and I think today was another indication of that.
Yeah, that's very interesting. I mean, I keep watching the stock market, and with all, you know, everyone is so alarmed that there's a new poll out showing that Biden's lead has widened to 14 points, blah, blah, blah. The market goes up 465 points. And by the way, it went down 400 when it was announced that, Trump was sick. So I agree with you 100% that the New York Times ran a piece a couple of months ago saying, you know, Wall Street really wants, thinks Biden would be good for the stock market. It is so, it was such a ridiculous story. It does not have any bearing. In fact, for one thing, just one little data point, I saw an analysis of Biden's tax plan, which, by the way, even left-leaning organizations agree would hurt every income quintile, drive down earnings and cost, yeah, like 600,000 jobs. But also, in this latest analysis, basically reduce S&P earnings by 9%. Okay, so you put a multiple on that, and guess what? The market is down pretty big. 9% is quite a hit. So there. And by the way, I know bankers. My family is riddled with bankers. And
my condolences.
We actually, someone gave us a pillow saying honest banker because, in fact, they are honest bankers. But anyway.
You're the one.
yeah, pretty much.
But by the way, Liz, President Trump is walking out of Walter Reed right now, just so you know.
To hear it.
Yeah,
happy to hear it. And, of course, he's made it quite a moment, as you probably know. He's doing it with some fanfare, which I think is totally appropriate.
Yes, it is.
Anyway, what I was going to say is they are feverishly working. Some kids in my family who are bankers have been working 20-hour days for 2 months. Why? Because everyone wants to get everything done by the election just in case Biden is elected. They feel that's the end of deal-making, people being able to raise money, et cetera, et cetera. That is actual hard data, which you are not going to read anyplace.
Well, you know, it reminds me of what I say. I mean, I'm not a banker and I'm not a Wall Street guy, but what I am is a small businessman, and I do put deals together, and they're actually quite, you know, multi-million dollar deals, not 100 million or billion dollar. But I made a lot of money my whole career, and then all of a sudden, I was worth, you know, in the neighborhood of $10 million when Obama was elected, and I lost, Liz, almost the entire $10 million over those 8 years. The stock market killed me, even though the market had some good days. A lot of things killed me. Real estate killed me. My businesses were dying. Everything went wrong. My speech business went down. Everything went down because of Obama. You couldn't make money anymore. No one would write you a check. Nobody would say, here's $1 million to start a business. Those days ended with Obama, yeah. The regulations, the taxes. So who is Obama's right-hand man? Biden. And what is Biden threatening to do now? Bring in more taxes and more regulations than the Obama years. So crazy.
It's inconceivable that someone is running for president promising higher taxes. What he's promising, of course, in reality, is income redistribution. But when even the Tax Policy Center, which is a Brookings Institute organization related to them, says, no, it's going to hurt earnings, because guess where the money comes from? If you raise taxes on corporate America, basically they can't pay people as well. Duh, right? And so what we saw last year in the United States was incomes up almost 7%. That's a huge increase, and it reflects to me not only wages going up, which they did for the first time in a decade, but also the fact that the jobs available, the number of jobs available, the number of people quitting their jobs, all last year we were talking about this, but this is really confirmation of the fact people were able to move up to a better job. That was a big factor in why, by the way, even now, why 37% of Americans in a poll say that the economic situation isn't good, because that's what they hear every day on Bloomberg and CNBC, et cetera. And to be sure, 12 million people out of work is not good. But 63%, Wayne, say that their own personal situation is good. 63%. So how do those two things tally? I do think the media has been trying to drive down expectations, drive down optimism all year, because they know if the economy is good, people perceive it as good, they're going to elect Donald Trump.
Well, you know, the thing, it never made sense. And sometimes, you know, look, I love Trump and I think he's fantastic, but he's definitely not perfect. And I think I'm a better marketer than Trump. He doesn't sell himself as well as I sell him. He didn't spend the whole debate throwing out statistics how great the economy was and also how great it is now considering what a comeback we're on. He could have said, look, here's what I did before COVID, and then listed A, B, C, and D, which I know, which I could, you know, tout all those stats. And then he could have said after COVID, do any of you realize that September 30th was the last day of the third quarter, and that the Fed predicts 36% GDP in the third quarter, the most in the history of the world, I'm betting. I don't believe any country in a quarter ever in the history of the world had 36% GDP. I know it's the highest in America's history. Assuming we're the world's leader in economics, Liz, I don't think anyone's ever done this in world history. If he had said that, it would have changed the debate. But he didn't say that, and I never understood also why he's never laughed at Biden and put an ad on TV that says, shows Joe Biden saying, Trump's tax cuts are so small, they don't help middle-class people. And Nancy Pelosi saying, crumbs, crumbs, crumbs.
Yeah.
And then Trump comes on and says, so let me get this straight. I only gave you all back like $300 a month. And now he's laughing at that, but he's going to give it all back. So now you have to give back the $300. So if the $300's not enough, how much is it when you give back the $300 and now you have no tax cut? Is that good for your family? And you have a tax raise? How can you laugh at Trump's tax cut not being enough, but then brag that you're going to raise everyone's taxes so that they no longer have a tax cut? That makes no sense.
Well, I agree. And I think you and I probably share the frustration of watching him at that debate, just thinking, oh, please, let me do the talking.
Right.
I would like so much to have been on that stage and say, race, you want to talk about race? Let me tell you what I have done for black people and why more black people will vote for me. You know, it's such things like the opportunity zones and funding the historically black colleges and all these things. Why didn't Biden and Obama do that? They could
have
done
that. How about jail reform?
And criminal justice reform, which, of course, is the top of the list. So, you know, it's very frustrating. I hope that they do have more debates, and I hope that they will, that he gets a different kind of prep session where he comes in armed with a few statistics. I mean, he really needs that. He knows it. He says it all the time in his rallies. But he didn't come up with it that
quickly. And you know what else he needs? Look, I won the Libertarian vice presidential nomination and missed by just a couple of votes winning the presidential as a nobody who knew nothing about politics. And I was up against a senator and a congressman and a bunch of lifelong Libertarian famous activists. And I was the nobody on the stage, and I won the debate by a mile. And you know what the whole key is, Liz? While you're quoting stats and while you're giving emotional pitches and while you're making your case and while you're stabbing people in the gut, while you do all of that, you smile, smile, smile.
Yeah. Yeah,
you only totally. Win when you say, you never smiled once the whole debate. I never saw one smile. He never cracked a smile. You have to constantly smile. Even when you're stabbing the knife in Biden's gut, you got to smile. People don't like people that don't smile. So that's another thing he needs to learn how to do.
I know. And at the end of the day, you have to be likable. Well, again, what's so frustrating is you and I have seen him in rallies. We've seen him in person. He's totally likable.
Very likable.
He'd be charming and funny and self-deprecating. So he missed a bet. Look. I think he got bad advice, if indeed he takes advice, which is a question, from Christie and Giuliani, who said, look, go in and challenge Joe Biden, be really tough, because that's when Biden falls apart. And Biden did have some weak moments, to be sure, but he didn't fall apart. It would have been much better to confront him with the real facts, because he wins that debate.
But you know why Biden didn't fall apart? I mean, I watched that whole debate, and I winced that every time Trump had him on the ropes, Chris Wallace jumped in and stopped Trump and interrupted Trump. And every time Biden was on the ropes by himself, Chris Wallace changed the topic and said, okay, let's move on. So, I mean, he was on the ropes. It is true he could have been defeated badly in that debate, and Chris Wallace was the third guy in the ring who saved Biden time and time again. Hey, Liz, we got to run, but you don't have to run. Can you stay through the break, and I'll take you for another segment, because we never got to many of the key points.
Sure.
Yeah, so stay with us for a minute.
Okay.
And by the way, when we get back, I want to talk with Liz about that 14-point poll, because it turns out it's total complete fraud. It's NBC, Wall Street Journal, and the poll has been ripped to shreds. It is fake news, and I don't know why the media keeps reporting it and they don't tell you. It's completely fake. We'll be right back. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, Mr. Health, and I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, and capitalism. So, are you in front of a mirror? Did you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles over the past 40 years, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the earlobe crease. Major sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Do you have a crease in one or both earlobes? Heart attack and stroke are our number one killers. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Naturals guarantees your satisfaction, so you can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. And guess who has the crease in both ears? Yours truly. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wayne Allyn Root. Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, and I am Mr. Exercise. I've worked out 1 to 2 hours a day in my home gym every day for decades. That's how much I believe in exercise. But now it turns out I could have saved thousands of hours and used those extra hours for making money or enjoying my family simply by using the brand new X3. The X3 is a compact, premium home exercise product that uses variable resistance, which 16 different research studies show is more effective than free weights for building speed, strength, muscle, and avoiding injury. And it only takes 10 minutes a day. The X3 was invented by best-selling author Dr. John Jackwish, well known for inventing a medical device that reverses osteoporosis. The X3 is portable and easily stored. X3 is used by dozens of professional athletes, including NFL and NBA players, to replace weightlifting. Get your X3 today. Go to x3bar.com. Enter promo code WAR and save $75. That's x3bar.com. x3bar.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. One voice can make a big difference, but uniting thousands of voices together, all of us with one loud voice, that can change history. Join the Patriot Party for a huge MAGA rally, October 16th and 17th at the beautiful Scottsdale Plaza Resort in Scottsdale, Arizona. At the Rise Up Revolution Party and Rally, we will educate and empower fellow patriots who have answered the call to action. We're moving the needle to win Trump 2020. I'll be the MC introducing Grammy Award-winning singer, Ricky Rocky Rebel, and an amazing lineup of speakers including Sheriff Joe Arpaio, General Flynn's sister Barbara Flynn, Congressman Jay Lawrence, Dr. Keith Rose, Gene Ho, Juanita Broderick, and Brandon Darby. Plus, a huge Trump vehicle parade including the Trump Train Campaign Bus, Cowboys for Trump, and Bikers for Trump. Rise up now! Purchase your tickets or become a sponsor. Call 603-519-1401. 603-519-1401 or go to thepatriotparty.rocks. That's thepatriotparty.rocks.
Raw and unfiltered.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, President Trump is back. He is back at the White House, according to Fox News. It's got a Fox News alert. President Trump returns to the White House. That was quick. It was a quick stay at the hospital, and I knew it would happen on Friday. I said, this guy's going to be out of the hospital in like 2 days. And when he's out on early Monday or early Tuesday, I said, when he's out, I guarantee you he's going to be like considered superhuman. He's going to have a pop in the polls, and I call him Captain America. He's an amazing human being. Some negatives, no question. He's a little vicious, but man, is he an amazing human being. Let me mention something amazing real quick before I get to, back to Liz Peek. The sponsor of this segment of the show is Boomer Naturals. You know I'm not a mask person. I'm like Trump. I can't stand masks, but sometimes you do have to wear one. There's no choice, even if you don't want to. You can't walk in any store in Vegas without wearing a mask. You can't get on an airplane without a mask. So what choice is there? You aren't seated in a restaurant without a mask. But once you sit, you take it off. You sit for 2 hours. You breathe in everybody's germs. And it's been 4 months of me doing that and 100 trips to the restaurant. I eat out every night. And guess what? I haven't had a sniffle. So, I mean, I just think it's a load of hooey. I really do. You don't need masks. But you know what? You have no choice. You have to wear them. So I found the best mask company in America, Boomer Naturals, friend of the show, good people, highly rated consumer face cover. It's highly protected, each layer enhanced with nano silver technology. It's highly affordable at about 30 cents a day. They're in stock. They ship to you fast, very comfortable, good for sensitive skin. People can hear you talk and understand you, and they donate one face cover for every order to nonprofits and charities, so you get to help people at the same time. Order today at BoomerNaturals.com. BoomerNaturals.com. Use the promo code WARRADIO20 for Wayne Allen Root Radio, WARRADIO20, and you get 20% off every order. BoomerNaturals.com, your source for in-stock face covers. So, Liz, we're back with Liz Peek. Her website is lizpeek.com. You can find her columns at Fox News and The Hill, lizpeek.com. Liz, I wanted to ask you about this poll that shows Trump losing by 14 points. I just ripped it to shreds since it came out. It oversamples Democrats by almost double digits. It polls only registered voters, not likely voters. And it's just, it's fraudulent. If you're going to do something like that, it's fraud. They oversample Democrats far more than the same NBC Wall Street Journal poll did in its last poll just like 2 weeks or a month ago. They oversampled Democrats then by 3 points. Now they did it by, I think, 10 points. So it was like a 7 or 8 point advantage. Don't you find that to be fraud? It's terrible. Fake news.
Well, I think they'd rush to get something out that would reflect what they considered to be Biden's victory in the debate, and it was a sloppy poll. They really should be embarrassed about it because it has been widely bruited about on news channels, and it is not deserving of that attention. And I agree with you, it is not responsible. There is, I want your listeners to know, an IBDD poll out, which just came out.
Investor's Business Daily.
Yeah, which is which shows basically Biden up only 2.7 points, and that's quite a narrowing of the gap. I think last time, just a couple of weeks ago, it was more like 6 points. And that poll is it really intrigues me because it's the only one that I remember in 2016 ever putting Trump in the lead. They all typically had Trump down 5, 6, 4 points, whatever, going into the election. Excuse me. And this one showed him up 1 point. So I do pay attention to it. I think it's interesting that this came out also at the same time. I'm sorry, there's a phone ringing in the background.
I had it happen. Don't worry about it.
Anyway, so your listeners should know all the polling is not terrible. And in the battleground states, which are the only polls that really matter, Trump is still just within the margin of error in some of those states like Florida, and overall only down by about 3.5 points. So it's extremely close. This race is not over. They want you to think it's over because they don't want big turnout. They know that Biden's turnout is going to suffer from basically the fact that a lot of the Democrat base is not excited about Joe Biden. Turnout could be an issue for them, although I think this Supreme Court battle has upped the possibility of turnout being pretty good. But still, I think Democrat activists are working very hard to suppress optimism on the part of GOP voters. Don't let it happen.
You know, it's funny because I predicted in 16 that Trump would win, and one of my reasons was that black voters were not going to come out for Hillary the way they came out for Obama. They weren't excited by Hillary. They're far less excited about Biden than they were about Hillary. And so today, did you hear the remark Biden made, another black remark that's embarrassing as could be? So Biden was talking today, and we have the... Chris, can you just play it real quick? Play it right now. Go.
You see, the reason I was able to stay sequestered in my home is because some black woman was able to stack the grocery shelf.
I can't imagine that goes over very well. I know what he was getting at. It's not like I don't understand what he was saying. He was saying a lot of the people on the front lines who make minimum wage are the lowest paid people are black, and they faced COVID and they faced danger so I could stay home. But doesn't that sound racist to you? A black woman stocks the shelves so I got to stay home?
Well, I like you. I know what he was trying to say. I don't think it comes across great. I'm sure he'll get hammered on it. Look, Biden is his own worst enemy, as we all know, which is, by the way, why he was in his basement for months on end. It's a hell of a way to run for president.
Yeah, well, the last time he ran for president, he got like 1% of the vote, or two times he ran. So, I mean, here he is actually officially won the nomination for once. And even then he couldn't speak. Even then he plagiarized. So now he's, you know, mentally declined dramatically since then, so we get it. Liz Peek, thanks for coming on. We really appreciate it. Staying an extra segment, columnist for Fox News and The Hill. Website, Liz Peek, P-E-E-K.com. Always great insights from Liz. Thank you, Liz.
Thank you so much, Wayne. Take care.
All right, Wayne Allyn-Root, the Warrior.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique
unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.